Maybe this has happened to you. You visit a foreign country for the first time, a place where you don't speak the language. And everywhere you go, on every radio, in every bar, on every beach, an exotic voice seems to follow.
Zaman sadece birazcık zaman.
This is the voice that followed NPR's Neva Grant years ago on a trip to Turkey. It is also the latest of our 50 great voices, NPR's series on singers who've made their mark around the world. Here's Neva with the story of one Turkish diva.
Summer in Istanbul, 1989. Her voice steamed out of every doorway, as compelling as the call to prayer. Who was she?
Gidiyorum bütün aşklar yerimde.
I finally asked a waiter to write down her name, and he gave me this look like, how could you not know? Sezen Aksu. She is a superstar in Turkey and a big name in the Middle East and Europe. She performed near Washington, D.C. earlier this month and filled that hall, too.
She's dynamic, smart, funny, and gutsy.
We grow with her, actually, and her style is very wonderful.
She's not so much Michael Jackson or Madonna, but it's more like, I don't even know who to compare it to.
And why not compare her to Madonna? Sezen Aksu is a sexy pop star. She's sold millions of recordings over the past 30 years. She invented herself and keeps reinventing. And she did this in a language that doesn't lend itself to music, says one of her colleagues.
Turkish is not a good sounding language, I should say. You know, it's not musical like a French or English.
Turkish composer and pianist Fihir Atakoglu.
But with singers like Sezen, for the first time, the Turkish words became much more musical. It started saying something really deep, like it wasn't simple anymore.
Uzanıp kanlıcanın orta yerinde bir taşa gözümün yaşını yüzdürürüm hisara doğru.
This is one of Aksu's best-known songs, about lost love, set against the backdrop of Istanbul. Listen to how she decorates the notes, with sudden bends and little dips.
Ah, Istanbul, Istanbul, ağlarım, hiç görmedim, nevle kerem, geberiyorum, aşkımla.
This is the vocal style in Turkey and in much of that part of the world. Being raised in that tradition, Aksu says, is like sitting on treasure. We're backstage now at Strathmore Hall in Maryland with Sezen Aksu and an interpreter. And she's talking about her early years and the first time she discovered the riches in her own voice.
Koroyla bir şarkı söylüyorduk ilkokulda.
I've been singing in the choir and I realized all of a sudden that my voice was louder than everyone else's.
She was about 7 years old. Her classmates turned to her and said, hey, you can really sing.
I think it was a school song. I think I remember. Yaz gecesi şu göklerde ay nasıl parlar.
But her talent did not amuse her mother and father. Aksu says her parents were intellectuals who wanted her to be a doctor or an engineer.
Once I realized I had this gift and my mother and my father were opposing it, I used to wait until they went to the movies. I would go out on the balcony and look down on the street to see people gathering to listen to me.
Now, this is happening in the mid-1960s, an exhilarating time to be a young singer in Turkey. This is where Eastern music collided with Western rock. Sezen Aksu says she was inspired by it all, by the long-haired Anatolian rockers, and also this music with a heavy Arabic accent from the East. And of course, pop standards from the West.
Gece karanlık, eller birleşmiş, gece karanlık.
Benim müziğim Türkiye gibi, Anadolu gibi.
My music is like Turkey. For all these years, different thoughts and ideas existed together and borrowed from each other. It's very eclectic, but also harmonious.
A harmony she's not always found in her own life. Sezen Aksu has been married and divorced 4 times. People are so complicated, she says. And in her lyrics, say her fans, she captures that muddle of human emotion. Take this song, which she wrote years ago with her lover and collaborator at the time, Ano Tunç. It was the middle of the night, and they just had a fight.
He woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and started writing this music. I wasn't speaking to him, so I turned my back to him and started to write these lyrics.
Lyrics about a woman who has resolved to break up with her lover. Git, she sings, which means go, go. Then a change of heart. Don't go.
Git, git, git. Me durma olursun, gitme.
How should I say? She has a aura that really connects with people.
Turkish musician Fahir Atakoglu.
Every person from every kind of background found themselves in her music and in her lyrics.
And even if you don't understand the lyrics, there's still a way in. Isn't that the definition of a great voice? One that sings in a foreign language but still stops you in the street. You don't understand a word she's saying, but on some gut level, you do. Neva Grant, NPR News.
Yoksa ben nasıl yenileneceğim? Hadi gülümse.
And you can hear the full songs by Sezen Aksu at nprmusic.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
Yazılarda iklim değişir, ak deniz olur.